Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history may be on the verge of coming to an end. In a 60-40 vote, eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure that would fund the government through January 30th. In the race to become Minnesota's next governor, Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth has chosen her running mate. Daymuth announced her choice of lieutenant governor as Ryan Wilson, an attorney and small business owner. Wilson ran for the state auditor's job in 2022 and lost a close race. This week marked the firearm deer opener in Minnesota, and if you are lucky enough to bag a deer, you're encouraged to get it tested for chronic wasting disease. DNR Wildlife Health Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says hunters will need to follow some key regulations if they're in certain zones.
Providing a CWD sample if it's in a mandatory sample requirement area, if there's carcass movement restrictions that need to be followed, and if there's any deer feeding or attractant bans in place.
More information can be found on the DNR's website. This is MNN.